Chapter 13. Howard Hannigan was thin-faced and dark-haired. He wore big horn-rimmed dark glasses, which he left in place when he came into Jesse's office.
Jesse, he said, we need to talk.
Jesse nodded and gestured Hannigan toward a chair.
What's going on with Betsy Ingersoll? Hannigan said.
Nothing, Jesse said.
So why is Jay Ingersoll telling me that you are persecuting his wife?
Don't know, Jesse said.
Have you cleared the case?
No.
Why not? Hannigan said.
Because she violated the civil rights of a number of 13-year-old girls, and I want there to be consequences for her.
Consequences?
Yep.
So are you telling me, Hannigan said, that you are leaving the case active to punish her?
Give her something to worry about, Jesse said. Make her wish she hadn't done it.
Jay has talked with you?
He has, Jesse said.
And you know who he is, Hannigan said.
I do.
I'm up for re-election this fall, Hannigan said.
I know, Jesse said.
In Jay Ingersoll's home county, Hannigan said.
Yeah, Jesse said.
It won't help me to have Jay mad at me.
I can see how that would be, Jesse said.
So, you'll lay off his wife? Hannigan said.
Nope.
You're willing to endanger my election just to annoy some goddamn school principal?
Yes, I am, Jesse said.
For Christ's sakes, Jesse! You don't have a prosecutable case.
Yet, Jesse said.
You mean you're still trying to get something more on her?
Yes, I am, Jesse said.
God damn it, there's nothing to get. She embarrassed a few kids.
Jesse didn't say anything.
Even if you came up with something, Hannigan said, I wouldn't prosecute it.
Jesse didn't say anything.
I've talked to the selectmen already, Hannigan said. You want to get your ass in a crack? This is a good way to do it.
Jesse nodded.
What the hell is wrong with you, Stone? Hannigan said.
You don't know either, Jesse said.